Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I almost lost my voice there. A lot of people would like that. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here at republicbroadcasting.org. It is Wednesday, the 30th of April, 15 days after our favorite day of the year. Well, some good news, folks, that I was delinquent in not mentioning either Monday or Tuesday. It is the news that came out of Kansas City, Missouri. I didn't know about it, and I'm embarrassed that I didn't know about it, but thank goodness for Mark Dankoff, very fine writer who also is now back here on RBN hosting a regular show. I do believe it's on Sunday mornings, but I'm not sure about that. But in any case, you can check it out right at the republicbroadcasting.org website for the exact time of Mark's broadcast. But in any case, Mark Dankoff sent me an email of a story that he has written about the good news out of Kansas City, and that is the fact that Reverend Chuck Baldwin was chosen as the Republican, good Lord, forgive me, the Constitution Party's presidential candidate for 2008. Now, I don't know Chuck Baldwin personally, but I've heard a lot of good things about him over the last few years. He was, of course, the Constitution Party's vice presidential candidate in 2004, and now he is the party's presidential nominee. What makes it even better, the fact that Chuck Baldwin was nominated, is one of the candidates that he defeated, quite overwhelmingly, was Alan Keyes. Alan Keyes is this kosher conservative Zionist warmonger. And, of course, Alan Keyes is an American. He is black. He is a Christian, to the best of my knowledge. But you'll notice that I did call him a Zionist, because that is exactly what he is. He has been a hardcore Zionist supporter of Israel and of the Jewish lobby here in the United States for a long, long time. He is a warmonger. He's a bit of a carpetbagger. He moved over to Illinois to run against Barack Obama in the U.S. Senate race there. What a lot of people forget about Alan Keyes, you know, he gives a good speech, I'm told. What people forget about Alan Keyes, though, is the fact that he is a Zionist warmonger, or at least a lot of people don't know that. They also don't know that he's a longtime close family and professional associate of William Kristol, one of the key neoconservative intriguers. In fact, he was Kristol's roommate at Harvard, and then later, when Keyes ran a nonsensical race for the U.S. Senate from Maryland, from which he paid himself a hefty salary out of his campaign funds to do it, William Kristol was Alan Keyes' campaign chairman. I'm sure they really hoped they could take over the Constitution Party, but the people of the Constitution Party knew better than to nominate someone like Alan Keyes and chose a far better candidate, Chuck Baldwin. I understand Alan Keyes is now refusing to support Chuck Baldwin because he doesn't like the fact that Chuck Baldwin places America first. He doesn't like the fact that Chuck Baldwin doesn't think that the United States should be involved in what Baldwin calls the illegal, immoral, unconstitutional war that has resulted in the slaughter of 4,000 American soldiers and untold innocent Iraqis. God bless Chuck Baldwin. We do know that we are going to have, those of us who choose to vote, we are going to have an alternative in the Constitution Party this year. The website is constitutionparty.com. Constitutionparty.com. All right, we're going to a break, folks. When we come back, some commentary, and we'll take some calls later. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate?
It's a fact.
Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you at republicbroadcasting.org. We are going to be taking some phone calls later here in the hour. We had quite a few people who called in last night and wasn't able to bring them up. I'm moving a little slow here this evening. You'll forgive me. I'm shuffling some papers here in front of me in my little office here. Well, very interesting news report that came on CBS News last night. I'm just going to read it as it is. See, we do get some truth out of the mainstream media, unfortunately. The truth as they see it. CBS reports, a second American aircraft carrier steamed into the Persian Gulf on Tuesday as the Pentagon ordered military commanders to develop new options for attacking Iran. CBS News national security correspondent David Martin reports that the planning is being driven by what one officer called the quote-unquote increasingly hostile role Iran is playing in Iraq, smuggling weapons into Iraq for use against American troops. What the Iranians are doing is killing American servicemen and women inside Iraq, said Secretary of Defense Robert Gates. Goes on and on and on and on. Folks, we are going to war against Iraq. I don't think there's any question about Iran. We are going to war against Iran, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a matter of if, but when. Why are we going to war against Iraq? Folks, I'm here to tell you, it's very simple. keep saying Iraq. We're already at war against Iraq. Iran, Iran, I-R-A-N. We're going to war against Iran for the same reason we did go to war against Iraq, because the powerful, organized Jewish community in America and their friends in Israel want the United States to go to war against Iran, just as they willed, through their considerable willpower, the United States to go to war against Iraq. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there who are saying, oh, that's anti-Semitic. That Piper's a Nazi apologist, this and that, such and such. Well, that's what I believe, and that's what I'm going to say. Speaking of apologizing for the Nazis, you know, they say that the Barnes Review magazine is an apologist for Hitler. Well, I'll tell you what, there's a very interesting article in the latest issue of the Barnes Review. It is dated May, June, 2008. You can find out more about the Barnes Review at barnesreview.com. Well, the article is entitled Hitler's Gun Ban, Myth and Reality. Folks, all those myths about Adolf Hitler seizing the guns of the German people, folks, it's just not true. Well, the author of this article is widely admired by many people. He is now deceased. He died in 2002. This is a reprint of an article that he wrote some years ago, and I refer to the late Dr. William L. Pierce, founder of the National Alliance, which still exists today. Let me read this opening paragraph here, written by the Barnes Review to introduce this article by Dr. Pierce. It says, a common belief among defenders of the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution is that the National Socialist Government of Germany under Adolf Hitler did not permit the private ownership of firearms. Totalitarian and authoritarian governments, they have been taught in their high school civics classes, do not trust their citizens and do not dare permit them to keep firearms. Thus, one often hears the statement, you know, the first thing the Nazis did when they came to power was outlaw firearms. But that's not so, says William Pierce. And William Pierce goes on at some length and in some detail, absolutely explaining what did and did not happen. This is very interesting. He writes, at the end of World War II, American GIs in the occupying force were astounded to discover how many German civilians owned private firearms. Tens of thousands of pistols looted from German homes by GIs were brought back to the United States after the war. In 1945, General Eisenhower ordered all privately owned firearms in the American occupation zone of Germany confiscated, and Germans were required to hand in their shotguns and rifles, as well as any handguns which had not already been stolen. In the Soviet occupation zone, German civilians were summarily shot if they were found in possession of even a single cartridge. Isn't that interesting, folks? It was not Adolf Hitler that took the guns away from the German people. It was General Dwight D. Eisenhower. Now, if the Germans didn't have all these privately owned firearms, folks, which were supposedly taken by Hitler, then why was it that Eisenhower issued this order demanding that all of these weapons, which are supposedly non-existent, why did he order that these weapons be confiscated? Because they were there. They were not taken away from the Germans by Adolf Hitler. In fact, as Dr. Pierce points out, when Adolf Hitler came to power in Germany, he reversed many of the reversed much of the gun confiscation legislation that had been enacted in Germany before Hitler and the National Socialists came to power. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting, folks? So the next time you hear a patriot say, oh, Hitler took the guns away, you tell them, no, I refer to the May-June 2008 issue of the Barnes Review. And the Barnes Review had a very interesting historical article about what really did and did not happen in Germany vis-a-vis the issue of gun control. Patriots, patriots, we must deal in facts, not myths. Remember, anytime you hear a patriot in a video or on his radio show or in a newsletter or news magazine writing about Hitler taking the guns away, you've got to correct them and tell them it's not true. It's just not true, ladies and gentlemen. We don't need to deal in myths. We need to deal in facts. It's such a simple proposition. Speaking of facts, you're not going to get any facts out of this Christopher Kinky Balloon. Whoops, I mean Christopher Boleyn and that big bad mama of his, Helya Brand Caskell. Boleyn is at it again, claiming that Mark Lane, who he describes as a Jewish lawyer, had been secretly running Liberty Lobby and running American Free Press. He claims, based on information given to him by someone he describes as a veteran insider at the paper, this was his Khazar associate, a self-described Khazar, who was very, very close to Boleyn and his family. This person claimed that Liberty Lobby had given Mark Lane some $5 million to represent Liberty Lobby. Mark Lane first came around Liberty Lobby roughly 1983 or 1984, introduced to Liberty Lobby by one of his friends, anti-Zionist former Israeli Jew Haviv Shieber, who later converted on his deathbed to Christianity, incidentally, under the influence of Dale Crowley, Christian evangelist. Mark Lane is an anti-Zionist Jew, just like his good friend Haviv Shieber, and he was introduced to Liberty Lobby. That was about 1984. Liberty Lobby went out of business in 2001. Mark did, in fact, represent Liberty Lobby successfully in numerous cases. And tonight, Willis Cardo, the founder of Liberty Lobby, and I were talking about Boleyn's false allegation, Boleyn's lie that Liberty Lobby gave Mark Lane $5 million. Mark was being paid, and this is no secret, Mark was being paid, I think, $94,000 a year for several years. Hardly 10 years, even. So Mark Lane was paid considerably less than $5 million. In fact, considerably less than $1 million over the long period of time that he was associated with Liberty Lobby. And with no offense to you lawyers out there, those of you who know the high price of lawyers, recognize that $94,000 a year is really not much to have a top-notch attorney on call, as Mark Lane was, especially at a time when Liberty Lobby was under siege from various and sundry efforts by people like E. Howard Hunt, William F. Buckley Jr., and others to try to destroy Liberty Lobby. But yet Christopher Boleyn tells these lies. He's just a liar. He goes on to cite an email from someone who claims that Mark Lane has been a longtime Army intelligence operative. Mark Lane was in Army intelligence when he was a kid in the U.S. Army during World War II. No, Mark Lane's not Army intelligence. Mark Lane is not intelligence. He's been under siege from the intelligence community. He's taken on the intelligence community. But yet, Christopher Boleyn, liar that he is, cannot resist telling these lies. And incidentally, again, just for the record, Mark Lane has never been an attorney for American Free Press since it was established in 2001. That's a lie. Another Boleyn lie, ladies and gentlemen. If he tells one lie about one thing, what else can you believe from Christopher Boleyn, Mr. Family Values itself? Stay tuned, folks.
Cardo, Carbohydrate is probably the most misunderstood supplement.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
American adventurer Jim Humble discovered how a simple chemical compound and powerful oxidizer, chlorine dioxide, could be effectively used to reduce toxicity within the human body. The buzz on Jim's discovery, MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, is spreading, but not the understanding. Until now. Understanding MMS, Conversations with Jim Humble, is a new DVD available at understanding-mms.com. The Understanding MMS DVD will show how you can be a part of your own solution to toxicity. Here's the documentary producer.
This is Adam Abraham inviting you to get informed and help others to be informed of this amazing way to reduce the body's load of toxins, harmful microorganisms, and pathogens from the waters inside our bodies.
Get your understanding today for only $29.95 at understanding-mms.com. That's understanding-mms.com. Use passcode RBN to receive 10% off.
Our health really depends on it.
And welcome back, Michael Collins Pfeiffer here. I don't like this kinky balloon and this exhibitionist wife of his picking on Mark Lane. Now, they can say I'm a government agent and an ADL agent. You know, hey, that's fine, because as Julia Foster at American Free Press said today, anybody who knows you knows that's crazy. But in any case, picking on Mark Lane, casting doubts upon his integrity. You know, Liberty Lobby and Willis Cardo were criticized by a lot of people for hiring Mark Lane in the first place. People said, oh, he's a left-winger. People said, oh, he's a Jew. There were a lot of people who couldn't even accept the fact that he was an anti-Zionist Jew, a hard-line anti-Zionist Jew. And I want to tell you something. I worked very closely with Mark Lane for many years at Liberty Lobby, and Willis Cardo said this evening when we spoke about this matter. Mark is a highly ethical individual, highly honest, a tower of integrity. And I can tell you, watching Mark over the years and working closely with him, he was absolutely, thoroughly loyal to Willis Cardo and Liberty Lobby, acting as Willis's personal attorney in some instances and as the attorney for Liberty Lobby. And the last big case that Liberty Lobby lost, that wasn't even Mark Lane's fault because of, well, some complicated things, but Mark wasn't on the scene. And as a consequence of that, he was unable to, well, it was another lawyer, let's just put it that way. It's too complicated to go into, and I don't want to bore you with it. But the point is this, Mark Lane is a tower of integrity, which is not something that can be said about Christopher Boleyn. It's kind of funny. Boleyn says that Willis Carto and Mark Lane have been deceiving and cheating honest and patriotic Americans. He says that's utterly despicable and offensive, but what Boleyn doesn't mention is the fact that he wanted Mark Lane to represent him in his case out there when he was kicked around by the police, which we constantly hear about over and over again. It's getting a little boring. Probably you're bored listening to me talk about it. But in any case, the funny thing is, ladies and gentlemen, he wanted Mark Lane to be his attorney. And you know why Mark Lane chose not to be Boleyn's attorney? And I think if Mark Lane had been Boleyn's attorney, Boleyn wouldn't have been convicted. But then and again, it looks as though Boleyn was, in fact, precisely guilty of what he was charged with. In any case, the reason why Mark Lane chose not to be Boleyn's attorney is because Mark became aware of the fact that Boleyn's close advisor at the time, Miss Eric Huffschmidt, had been attacking Mark Lane on the Internet. And Mark said, you know, if my own client, if I don't have the trust of my own client, I don't feel comfortable representing a client who doesn't trust me. So because Christopher Boleyn was relying on the advice of this ugly little human being, and I'm not talking about his ugly personal appearance, I'm talking about his ugly soullessness, this Eric Huffschmidt, it's because of that that Mark Lane chose not to be Boleyn's lawyer. It's kind of funny. Boleyn talks about deceiving and cheating honest and patriotic Americans. He and his wife tried to foist off on American Free Press. They tried to get American Free Press to promote the work of some promoter who was claiming to have inside sources that could reclaim the lost fortune of the czars. This is an old scam that's gone around circles for years and years, all sorts of scams like this on patriots. Variety of those schemes, and Boleyn and his wife were up to their eyeballs in it. These people were so dishonest, so disingenuous, that they claimed to be looking for the truth about the sinking of the Estonia. And yet, Helya Brand Kaskel and the two Boleyn children appeared in a Hollywood film which told a phony version of what happened to the Estonia. Why would they lend their supposed integrity to disinformation? That's exactly what they did, folks. These people are thoroughly immoral and corrupt, and for them to attack someone like Mark Lane and put out all these false and silly things raises questions about them. You know, if they lie about one thing, what else are they lying about? These people are liars. Very, very bad people. If you give money to Boleyn, you're giving money to someone who has absolutely no integrity. Well, speaking of integrity, you know, Ron Paul has a lot of integrity, folks. I think he does. Eric Huffschmidt may not think so, but I think Ron Paul's got a lot of integrity. I'm sorry that he's not the Constitution Party's presidential candidate, but we're glad to see that Chuck Baldwin is. But, you know, Ron Paul has set in motion a revolution. And, of course, that Ron Paul revolution flag is something that you might want to hang on your house or on your recreational vehicle, fly it alongside the American flag. The Ron Paul revolution flag is available from ronpaulflags.com. Go to the website. Check it out, ronpaulflags.com, ladies and gentlemen. It's a good way to keep the Ron Paul revolution in the eyes of the public. There are a lot of crooks out there, but there are a lot of people of great integrity. Ron Paul is one of them. He is a leader. All right, stay tuned, folks. When we come back, we are going to go right to your phone calls. Try to squeeze everybody in tonight.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Here, and we are going to go to the callers in a moment, but one important thing I should mention, based upon the information that Belin has published, his allegations about Mark Lane supposedly being an Army intelligence operative, which is a bunch of bull, by the way, as I've said, that information very clearly came from a character who's been running around in the fields of quote-unquote conspiracy research for years. This is a guy who never has learned how to say the word Israel, who has never learned how to say the Mossad. All the grand conspiracies, all the intrigues are always pointed back to the U.S. Army. So I'm not surprised that we would find Mark Lane being accused of being Army intelligence. This is one of these left-wing researchers who doesn't know how to say Mossad, who doesn't know how to say Israel. In fact, this same character in question has done a great deal of effort to try to not discredit my book, Final Judgment, not to refute my book, Final Judgment, but to say that I am a government agent covering up, this is his line, folks, that I'm a government agent working for the U.S. Army to try to steer the public away from thinking that the U.S. Army was behind the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And because I'm a Nazi agent, and the Army's full of Nazis, that therefore I'm trying to blame it on the poor Jews and the poor Israelis. That's where Belin's source is coming from, ladies and gentlemen. But you see, Belin, since he's been paid off by an international quote-unquote church controlled by the Bronfman family and Israeli intelligence. Berlin will use any lie, any absolutely crazy distortion to try to discredit me personally or to discredit Mark Lane or American Free Press. This guy's a real garbage man. He doesn't care where he gets his information as long as he can misuse it, which is exactly what he does. What a piece of garbage, ladies and gentlemen. That man should be consigned to the trash bin of history. All right, we are going to go to the calls. Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing tonight, Dave?
Pretty good. Boy, there's so much to talk about, but hey, when you were talking about McCain last night, you know, a few years ago, I think it might have been in actually the old Spotlight, there was a special report issued about the perfidy of John McCain at the Hanoi Hilton, and they had a fellow by the name of Nick Rowe. They interviewed Nick Rowe and Nick Rowe.
Yes, I do remember. That sounds familiar to me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Evidently, this fellow Nick Rowe was the real hero of the Hanoi Hilton. And as I recall, it was so bad, according to Nick Rowe, that he hung tough and really would only give his name, rank, and serial number. And McCain used to actually come in with the communists to interrogate him and try to cajole him and encourage him, or whatever word you want to use, to actually be more forthcoming with information beyond his name, rank, and serial number.
The whole story of John McCain's POW years is very, let's put it this way, it's not so mysterious, because if all the information that has come out from the POW families and other POWs, it really is a serious indictment of John McCain. In fact, American Free Press is right now getting ready to release a book entitled Perfidy, and it is the story of the abandonment of the POWs. And it focuses on John McCain in particular. And this book is written by retired Master Sergeant John Holland, who has been active and is very, very well known and highly respected in the POW and MIA families community. So I'm looking forward to seeing this book out there, because It's a book that's going to come as a shock to a lot of people who think John McCain is some sort of hero.
Yeah, I'm going to be sure and read that one.
Yeah,
and
good then book.
If I might quickly change subjects a little
bit. Yeah, go ahead.
And try to make one more point, and then I'll get off. But you know how you talked, Michael, about how the United Nations is a big distraction to patriots?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's another big distraction to patriots, and I'll tell you what I think it is. Especially these Judeo-Christian leaning patriots, but it's this thing about the New Age religion, the New World Order, and the New Age religion, and this business about worshiping Gia and Lord Maitreya. And all this, what I call actually nonsense. I think it's a big distraction. I'll tell you why. If Talmudic, Kabbalistic Judaism, all down through the centuries, didn't yield to Christianity, the truth of Christianity, and didn't yield to the truth of Islam, if Judaism didn't yield to those two great religions, all down through the centuries, it's absurd to think that these Talmudic, Kabbalistic rabbis are suddenly gonna go along with this New Age worship of Gia and Lord Maitreya, because I think the New Age religion, I think the new religion is actually gonna be the Talmudic Kabbalistic Judaism.
You know, that's a very interesting insight, Dave. You know, I've never followed this whole, there's a lot of written about the quote-unquote New Age movements and so forth, and I've never followed it that closely, but I think you've come up with a very interesting insight there. And, you know, I tell you something else. I think also you're absolutely right, because that's what the New World Order is all about. If you look into the teachings of the Talmud, you will see that, in fact, they do envision not just in the Talmud, but other Jewish teachings, they do envision a new world order in which the whole world, in their view, becomes Judaism. I was doing some research on a new book that I'm putting together a couple weeks ago when I was out in California, and I came across quite a wealth of information on that, and that is exactly what the New World Order religion will be. It will be Talmudic Judaism. Those who refuse to accept Talmudic Judaism will be dealt with. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's gonna be the religion of the rabbis. It's gonna be their messiahship.
That is exactly right. All right, Dave, listen, I have to move on, but I appreciate your call. Very interesting insight.
Okay, Michael.
All right, let's go to Illinois with Steve. Steve, come on up.
Oh.
Hey, what's going on, Steve?
Well, have you seen the LaRouche article, Arrest of Israeli Spy Revives Hunt for the X Committee?
I didn't actually see that article, but I know LaRouche and his people have done some real good work on that in the past.
Well,
this particular article I have not yet seen, though.
Okay, it's printed April 24th, and it says the hunt for the X Committee, the high-level apparatus of Israeli spies and agents of influence, worked with Jonathan Pollard and stole vast amounts of U.S. national security secrets. It says the guy was his handler was Kadesh, Israeli science attaché in New York City, and it goes down at the end of the article there. And list some other possible suspect names would be on that X committee. They said a report was Ariel Sharon and the Israeli Mafia, Moscow's secret weapon.
Excellent report issued by LaRouche. That's correct.
Okay. It was Paul Wolfowitz, Michael Ledeen, Richard Pearl, Frank Gaffney, and Albert Wolstetter. And those were the ones that were listed as prime suspects.
Oh, you know, that's the funny thing about this, you know, that, you know, I just had this conversation with Mark Glenn the other day, and I kind of referenced it on the air, the fact that Wolfowitz, Pearl, Douglas Feith, and Stephen Bryan were all at one time or another investigated by the FBI on charges of espionage for Israel. Now, of course, the investigations were quashed. But those people are very, very clearly Israeli assets in place, you know, and they're really open about it. That's the interesting thing. But so these people who have been the real figures, the real power brokers, they've been right in front of us all along. So I think LaRouche is definitely on to something. They've done some tremendous work in that regard, the people over there at the LaRouche organization.
It seems like we got another Red Orchestra operating. I'll let you go, Mike.
All right. Good talking to you, Steve. Thanks a lot. All right. Let's go to Ohio with Rick. Rick, what's going on out there?
Hey, Michael, you're going to be the victim of slander and rumor because you're getting information out. You're talking real facts. You're talking the truth. So they've got to malign your character.
Oh, absolutely. I understand that.
That's the reason we hear all these stories about Adolf Hitler. We hear story after story after story, but we never hear the truth. They have to twist everything around and lie and keep people confused.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, this is, you know, it was inevitable with the explosion of the Internet that our friends in high places would put disinformation specialists out there.
Yes, they do.
To try to undermine, you know, the patriot movement, the nationalist movement, whatever you want to call it. And that's what this guy Huffschmidt has been doing from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Fortunately, Daryl Bradford Smith figured him out, and Daryl is cruising ahead on a forward pace, contributing a lot of good information out there now. And I think a lot of people are beginning to see through people like Huffschmidt and some of these other people that are out there. You know, that's the funny thing about it. There's been a lot. There's a character operating out of Massachusetts called, now his name escapes me, Chip Berlett. This guy he's always quoted as an expert on right-wing extremism.
Yeah, he found an easy way to make some cash.
Yeah, and you know, I'll tell you what's interesting about him. The one thing that he has focused his attention on is trying to prevent or trying to stop the people on the so-called left coming together with the people on the so-called right. Because as long as they can keep those distinctions and keep those rivalries and keep those seeming disparities from coming together, they are dividing the people who are trying to bring down the power elite in this country. And that's the, you know, this is what Adolf Hitler recognized in Germany, that these distinctions of right and left were really used to divide people.
And both this character that you're talking about and the Jewish leaders of the left wing, they use the same word to try and divide everybody. They always scream, racist, racist,
exactly.
Racist. What they want to do is they want to keep the majority of Americans, patriotic Americans, who are white, from being proud of standing up for themselves, their culture, their values, and their country. They inhibit them that way, and they inhibit them every other way then. They lose
exactly.
Their effectiveness.
It's all social engineering. It's all mind control. Manipulation. You know, they put out these phony distinctions, and I really believe that that's what the John Birch Society was all about. If you recall, when the John Birch Society first emerged on the scene, they built the mass media built the John Birch Society up as kind of a villain. And
yeah.
As a consequence of that, a lot of good patriotic Americans figured that, well, if the John Birch Society is being attacked by the mass media, they must be pretty good people. And at the same time, you had this Trotskyite gang around William F. Buckley Jr. kind of standing there in the middle and saying, oh, those Birchers, that Birch Society is extremist, you know. So what they were doing was playing part of this little game of keeping everybody divided and stirring things up, when in fact the bad guys were coming in and trying to take over the nationalist movement and control all aspects of it.
That's right. In the Birch Society, then, they turned around and they told the people, well, you can't say anything racist.
Oh, yeah. They were purging people out of the Birch Society left and right, pun intended.
Yeah.
People
were getting hit with that charge from the extreme left and the extreme right. And it's the Jew always trying to set the agenda. This is what you can talk about. This is
exactly.
What you can think about.
That's right. Yeah. I have a copy around here of a memorandum that Robert Welch, the boss of all bosses at the John Birch Society, put out, and it's something called, I forget the name of it, but something like distractions or something like that. And he lists all of the things that you're not allowed to talk about.
Exactly.
Yeah, he tried to run the John Birch Society as almost a cult in a fashion, and what he did was anybody who deviated from the official party line, so to speak, would be purged from the John Birch Society. So you know, I there's a lot of good people who are members of the John Birch Society, and it hurts them to hear us talk about the Birch Society like this. But let's look at the facts, and we can see very clearly that that's exactly what was being done.
Yes. Well, I'll say one more thing, and I'll get off.
Yeah, go ahead.
On the McCain, just go to Google, type in John McCain, USS Forrestal.
Okay, what are we going to find there?
Oh, you're going to find about 168 dead U.S. Navy personnel because John McInsane wanted to be a hotshot one day. I'll let you go, Michael.
Oh, yes, I know what you're talking about. That's right. Go to Google, folks. Type in John McCain and USS Forrestal. You'll find out a little bit about John McCain, that great Navy pilot. Yeah, this guy McCain, ladies and gentlemen, I think he's a very good bet to be our next president, and that's pretty scary to me. All right, well, we are going right to the break in a moment, but I'm going to bring up another caller here. We have Yvonne calling from Nevada. Welcome aboard, Yvonne.
Hi again.
How you doing? Good to hear from you again.
Okay. I've got a question, and I know you will tell me the truth.
Okay.
What about, because I've read some stuff about Huff Schmidt and the guy you're, Bolin. And Daryl Bradford Smith.
Daryl Bradford Smith.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Hufschmidt were kind of partners in a website called IamTheWitness.com.
Right.
They
right.
subsequently have broken apart, and Daryl has, as I said, Daryl's going ahead and contributing a lot with that website, IamTheWitness.com. But Hufschmidt has now begun relentless attacks on Daryl Bradford Smith, just as he attacked so many, many other people, trying to sow seeds of discord and distrust. And this has been the tactic that he's been using. Yvonne, we're going to the break. Why don't you hang on? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to break. We will be back in a moment. Stay tuned. Listen very carefully to the commercials from our sponsors. They are the people that help keep this programming alive here at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich?
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour here. We have Yvonne aboard from Nevada. You were about to make a point before we went to the break, Yvonne.
Yeah, my confusion is Mark Glenn wrote a scathing article against Daryl Smith, and I thought Mark Glenn was an honest reporter.
Well, no, I'll tell you what, Mark wrote that, yes, yes, Mark did write a scathing article about Daryl Bradford Smith. That was written during the time when Daryl was still being manipulated and influenced in a bad way by Eric Hufschmidt, but Darryl, I guess, I hate to put it this way, but he came to his senses, and he has since realized what a malign influence Eric Kupschmidt was. So, yeah, there was, and I myself said a lot of bad things about Darryl here on this broadcast, but I have to say that since Darryl has split with Eric Kupschmidt, that, as I said, Darryl has done a lot of good work, and he doesn't have this guy, this stone in his shoe anymore. And I think looking back on it, I've heard Darryl say some things on some of his broadcasts. I think Darryl now realizes that Kupschmidt was a bad influence. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. Darryl has apparently, Darryl himself had some long-time suspicions about Christopher Boleyn.
Yeah.
And it turned out, you know, sometimes when you're close to the action, you don't see what's going on around you. And I have to say that in retrospect, I think Darryl's suspicions of Christopher Boleyn were absolutely correct. And you see, you had this other character, this guy Kupschmidt there in the middle stirring things up. Kupschmidt was trying to turn Boleyn against American Free Press, which is, in fact, exactly what he accomplished. And so did this other Khazar gentleman, who's a mysterious figure, who had been associated with the Liberty Lobby many, many years before. And then he popped up and offered his services as a volunteer, you know. And I'll tell you what, they always say that if you want to figure out who the ADL agent is, it's the person who's the volunteer and who does the hardest work.
Right. Well, Smith was on Michael Herzog's show, and I just heard him today. And then Michael was really impressed, and I didn't know who I was listening to at the time until the end, and he wants him back up.
Well, Darryl Smith is a very smart guy. I don't agree with everything that Darryl says.
Yeah.
I know Darryl doesn't agree with everything that I say, and, you know, in retrospect, I regret that Darryl and I had our problems, but I see now what the source of the problem was, and I think if Darryl and I could sit down and chat face to face, we could probably share some very interesting war stories about some of these people that got here in the middle of things and caused so much trouble.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to, you know.
It's confusing.
keep everybody straight. You know?
It's confusing. Don't feel like you're alone out there, because it is confusing to a lot of people. And I'll tell you what, it's confusing to those of us who are in the midst of it.
Yeah, and I thought, well, you know, if I find out he really is a traitor, then I'm going to email Michael and tell him, you know, he should look further into it.
No, Darryl, I don't think Darryl's an infiltrator. Darryl has shed himself of the infiltrator, and thank God for that. Darryl's doing a lot of good work now.
Okay.
All right, Yvonne,
thanks for the call.
Good question. I'm glad when people ask questions if they're confused about what I'm talking about or confused about something, and maybe I can shed a little bit of light on it. I try. All right, well, we do have to wrap it up here. Apologies to Kevin from Minnesota. We couldn't bring him up, but we'll be here tomorrow night, God willing. Now stay tuned for more good programming right here at republicbroadcasting.org. Thanks to the callers. Thanks to John and Sandra Statmiller and all the good people at RBN that keep this thing going for you, the listeners.
Men are you?